Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. That means another hour wherein you can call and pose a question or share a comment. 877-726-8255. Don't be shy. Come directly into the doctor's office at 877-726-TALK, and we'll take some of your questions momentarily. Among the things we're going to talk about, how a common supplement has been turned into a medication and sold at astronomical costs when it's available on most natural food store shelves. It's a real case study of what's wrong with American medicine. 877-726-8255. And one of the big stories this week, but it kind of got buried because they're talking about infrastructure and they're talking about passing the bills. And there was a hearing before Congress in the Senate. More action needed to improve nutrition in the U.S., experts and lawmakers agree. The current food system is, quote, literally making us sick, according to Senator Cory Booker, who spearheaded this initiative. This isn't in the huge multi-trillion dollar infrastructure bill? Isn't this human infrastructure when it comes to safeguarding the health of Americans and reducing our astronomical healthcare costs? This article comes to us from NPR. With nearly one-third of federal spending now going to healthcare, what is most of the money, 80%, spent on? Treatment of preventable diseases, many of which are caused by poor diets, says Senator Cory Booker. He is chairman of the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Subcommittee on Food and Nutrition, Specialty Crops, Organics, and Research. And that's, you know, I'm happy that he's carved out that role for himself as an advocate for nutrition, because he personally espouses that. He is a vegetarian, which, you know, in my opinion, not necessarily the only way to go if you're going to eat a healthy diet, but certainly emphasizes plant-based foods, which we all want to increase, whether or not we preserve the animal protein option. He says, currently in the United States, half of the U.S. population is pre-diabetic or has type 2 diabetes. In 1960, approximately 3% of the U.S. population was obese. Remember that? Some of you folks were older. It was kind of an outlier thing. You know, you remember a couple of kids in my class were obese, like really overweight, and it was an exception. Now, more than 40% of Americans are obese, and that's, you know, the real obvious kind of overweight. 70% of Americans are either obese or simply overweight, more weight than they should have. So the majority of us. His remarks kicked off a hearing on the state of nutrition in the U.S. He notes that previously we were addressing the problem of hunger. Now we face that second food crisis, one of nutrition insecurity, where too many Americans are overfed but undernourished. Yeah, it's kind of a paradoxical concept. It's like overfed but undernourished. You have too many empty calories. And we're seeing these staggering rates of disease and early death. Lots of money allocated to chronic diseases, many of which are lifestyle-based, partaking of poor diet. Although the U.S. is the world's wealthiest nation, we've created a food system that relentlessly encourages the overeating of empty calories, says Booker, literally making us sick and causing us to spend an ever-increasing amount of our taxpayer dollars on healthcare costs to treat diet-related diseases such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, certain types of cancer, and chronic kidney disease. And one of the experts who testified there, he's Dr. Dariush Mozafarian. He's an MD and cardiologist and dean of the nutrition school at Tufts University in Boston. Quote, the vast majority of doctors say in polls that they recognize nutrition is so crucial for their patients. They want to learn more, and they're not learning enough in their training. The simple way this is to change the tests. We have to change the U.S. medical licensing exam, the specialty board's tests, and the continuing medical education tests that every physician takes for the top cause of poor health in our country. Because, you know, doctors say, why should I learn this? I don't need to know this because they're not testing me this on this. They're testing me on the use of drugs and surgery, sometimes for obscure diseases. Okay, fine. But most doctors, perhaps they'd like to learn more about nutrition, but they have limited time. They've got to cram for these exams in school and then for postgraduate certification to get their CME and so forth. Mozafarian says, we change the test, we'll change medical education overnight. Other innovations that they talk about, medically tailored meals. We have to have Medicare and Medicaid test, implement, and scale medically tailored meals. Meals that address severe chronic conditions like kidney failure, heart failure, poorly controlled diabetes, and cancer. Research has shown that you can save up to $10,000 per patient per year if you give them the right diet. It will reduce nursing home visits, and it'll pay for itself. Also, doctors should have the option to produce prescriptions for people with diet-sensitive diseases who can still shop and cook. So they should be able to write a prescription for fruits, vegetables, beans, other healthy foods that is partly or fully covered by insurance. Yeah, we're getting a lot of government subsidies for cheap grains and sugar, right? So we overproduce corn and wheat and soy and produce an abundance of sugar, artificially cheap because of government subsidies. Also, better reimbursement for dietitians. Nutritionists need to be recognized as an important arm of the medical establishment. And it's often hard for them to get reimbursed. So Mozafarian says, in a cardiology clinic, I can get reimbursed for having a genetic counselor on my staff, but I can't get reimbursed for having a nutritionist on staff. That's ridiculous when it comes to cardiology, because the vast majority of people with heart problems, they're related to diet. It's a Democratic Republican initiative. It's bipartisan. Senator Mike Braun, who's a Republican from Indiana, who's the committee's ranking member, is also in favor of these innovations. Booker, of course, is a Democrat. Booker says another part of the problem is food marketing and advertising. The majority of our food system, he says, is being now controlled by just a handful of big multinational corporations. These food companies carefully format, formulate, and market nutrition-pure, addictive, ultra-processed foods, which now comprise two-thirds of the calories in nutrition in teens' diets in the United States. Hey, Corey, would you like to come on Intelligent Medicine? And we can do a podcast together because, man, we are singing from the same tune. These companies want us to believe that the resulting diet-related diseases such as obesity and diabetes are somehow a moral failing, and that these simply represent a lack of willpower or failure to get enough exercise. That is just a lie, Booker says. It's our collective policy failure because the federal government is currently subsidizing easy access to the foods that are high in calories but have minimal nutritional value. While at the same time, too many communities, rural and urban alike, lack access to healthy foods they need to thrive. And it's, you know, we talk about equity and we talk about racism. Much of the marketing of unhappy foods is directed towards communities of color, said Angela Odoms Young, PhD, director of the Food and Nutrition Education and Communities Program at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. It says that as compared to white preschoolers, black preschoolers saw about 72% more fast food ads. And if you look at teens, they saw about 77% more fast food ads. So this has serious implications when you look at dietary preferences and eating behaviors and can result in disparities in health. If you look at black, indigenous, and Latinx, that's the new terminology, Latinx communities, gender neutral, where you have more of that food available, you can actually act on that marketing. So, Booker said that he and Braun introduced legislation last week to convene a White House conference on food, nutrition, hunger, and health, similar to one that was convened just over 50 years ago. Okay. So, I mean, you can pour over those infrastructure bills, and I think you may find a little small grant here and there for community nutrition initiatives, you know, perhaps a few million dollars thrown in there. But we need a national initiative to reform the diet of America, because we've even seen it illustrated in the COVID pandemic. Is America more vulnerable than all the countries of the world in terms of hospitalizations and death, especially due to the comorbidities, overweight, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, kidney disease, that are the results of lifestyle, primarily diet? 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a solution for low B1. Zobria. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1, with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells to stop functioning properly, resulting in numbness, tingling, burning, and pain in the feet and legs. It may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to improve the functioning of these nerve cells. You can get Zobria risk-free by going to Zobria.com. That's Zobria.com, and get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. One of the best kept secrets about Intelligent Medicine: if you don't have to dial in only during our program, you can call 877-726-8255 whenever an idea comes to you, or whether you're developing some sort of health concern. You can dial 877-726-8255 and record a question like this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm a 71-year-old person. What is your feeling about prescribing metformin to reverse the aging process?
Okay. You know, that's a really great question. And it was in the news recently. There was an article on that subject in the New York Times this week. Metformin is a diabetes drug. It's one of the oldest diabetes drugs around, and it works in part by increasing insulin sensitivity. And we know that insulin resistance is a pathway not just to diabetes, obviously result in diabetes, but also insulin resistance can cause a whole cascade of aging phenomena in the body, including inflammation. It may have to do with the development of certain cancers. And so it's been proposed based on animal research that shows that metformin, or its common name is, generic name is Glucophage. Actually, it's a brand name. Retards aging in certain experimental animals. And it's also, there's some suggestion that it can reduce certain age-related diseases, such as neurodegenerative diseases, brain diseases, and certain cancers in humans. And so I sometimes prescribe metformin for people who are recovering from breast cancer and colon cancer and prostate cancer. Certain cancers seem to respond well to metformin, even when the patient's not diabetic. We know that in many of these cancers, if you're diabetic, it may triple your risk of dying of those cancers if you come down with those. So when it comes to using it as an anti-aging drug generally, there's actually a trial underway at my alma mater where I studied medicine, Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx here in New York, under the direction of Niels Barzilay, who's a researcher on aging. And what he's done is he's taken advantage of the high preponderance of aged and retired folks in the Bronx, and he's brought them in. And one group gets metformin, and one group is a control group, and he's studying them. It's going to take some time to see what the results of this are, but he's got patients in their 80s, 90s, even some centenarians, and he wants to see what the results will be. One of the problems with metformin, you've got to be careful, is that metformin can interfere with your absorption of vitamin B12. And so you need to make sure that you carefully check for B12 levels, but also it's advisable to supplement with B12 when you're taking metformin. You know, whether you're diabetic or whether you're taking it for anti-aging or anti-cancer purposes. The other question is, you know, whether it should be given to every senior because it's of universal benefit. And it's been pointed out that, and this was the subject of an article in the New York Times this week, that one of the possible problems with metformin is that while it has certain anti-aging effects, it may blunt the effectiveness of exercise, which is kind of interesting because if, you know, exercise is one of the best things you can do to fight off aging. So if your gains from exercise are diminished, you know, perhaps that is not, you know, a good path to take. Just take metformin as, you know, a way of staving off aging. You may get less in the way of exercise benefits. I looked at the study. The study is kind of a, you know, it's not necessarily conclusive that that happens in humans. We need to study it further, but it happened in a experimental model that was a test tube model. We're not sure if it happens in vivo in real live people. So I have the option of taking metformin as an individual just turned 69. I prefer not to take it for anti-aging. I'm taking other plausible anti-aging supplements and using anti-aging strategies, but that's not one of them for me at this point in time. And I'm not insulin resistant or pre-diabetic either. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance for relief of occasional minor aches and pains of overexertion, ache action, MSM, and hyaluronic acid, This suite of products may help to support a healthy response to normal physiological stress and promotes a balanced response to joint stress, flexibility, and mobility. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number if you want to get in on the action today. All right, we talked about measures to reduce Americans' consumption of junk food, and in particular, sugary food. And the epitome of sugary food are soft drinks. Soft drinks are the way that a very high percentage of Americans go astray in their dietary resolve, because they provide empty calories, lots and lots of high-test energy in sugar form, mostly high-fructose corn syrup, that can undermine the health in so many different ways. And so how do you reduce consumption of sugary drinks? And it's been proposed that we hike sugar drink taxes for soda, and that will deter people from buying soda. But there's a study that looks at the psychology of consumers when it comes to purchasing soda drinks. And it sheds some light on why many studies suggest that sugary drink taxes aren't effective. And moreover, they're a regressive tax. They're a punitive tax on the poor who can least afford it. You know, affluent people say, you know, what the heck, you know, I'll pay another quarter or 50 cents on the soda that I want. It's a luxury. And for the most part, they're more enlightened. They're following very, very clean diets. They're the least at risk of some of these diet-related diseases. These regressive taxes on sodas are just like taxing cigarettes, booze, or online gambling. The people who can least afford to pay more money are the ones who are victimized. So they did a study on this at Ohio State University, their College of Business, and they looked at two convenience stores in San Francisco, which currently have a tax on sugary drinks of 1 cent per ounce. So that means an added 12 cents on a typical 12-ounce drink. They're a couple of ways that they can portray this. One is they can just put the tax on it and not show that there's a tax, okay? Or that they can reveal the price, and the message includes San Francisco sugary drink tax, okay? And so what they found is that when the tax is not revealed, you don't know. It's a hidden thing. It's just sort of buried in the cost of the drink. So you have to reveal the cost, that some of the cost of the drink relates to a tax on the sugary substances. Okay. But there's a problem with that. There's a problem with that because, results show that the share of sugary drinks bought when the tag simply showed the price was not significantly different from the two-week period before the study. Sugary drinks declined slightly when the tags mentioned the price. But the problem is the tax is so little that a lot of people say, I don't care. Okay, it's just 12 cents. So what? I'll pay the 12 cents. So what they have to do is they have to say, the drink is taxed, if you follow me, but they don't have to. They should not reveal that it's just 12 cents. They say the bottom line is that if cities want these policies to be effective in reducing consumption of unhealthy beverages, they must mandate the tags mention the added tax, but not reveal how much it is. Because little psychology experiment here. A study found that when consumers were told the tax was only 12 cents, they reported they were much more likely to still purchase the drink. And they misestimated, if they didn't disclose the tax, the average estimate was 40 cents, much higher than the actual 12 cents levied in San Francisco. So people should be told there's a tax, you figure it out, and, you know, without full disclosure that there's a tax. It's kind of an interesting exploration of human consumer psychology and how these taxes might make a dent in sugar consumption. They probably won't be that effective. I think education is the best option for getting people to shun these products. Okay, let's talk about numbness, tingling, burning, or pain that some people experience in their feet and legs. Did you know that it could be caused by something as simple and common as a vitamin B1 deficiency? Well, here's a solution for low B1. It's Zobria by Oshare Health. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1 with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells to function inefficiently, resulting in numbness, tingling, burning, and pain in the feet and legs. It may also contribute to brain problems because guess what? Your brain is an accumulation of nerve cells. So it may contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, even loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to improve the functioning of these nerve cells. You can get Zobria risk-free by going to Zobria.com or by calling 1-855-ZOBRIA-8. That's Zobria.com or 1-855-962-7428. And get 20% off with the coupon code Hoffman at checkout, plus free shipping on all orders. Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected. Okay, this is a case study on what is wrong with our current medical system. There's a lot of individuals suffering from sickle cell disease, a devastating condition which causes painful, debilitating crises. And it's primarily an African-American disease. And the individuals who suffer from it, many of them can't work. They're on disability. They couldn't attend school. And so they really can't afford medication. And so what they discovered is that a commonly available supplement called L-glutamine can be very effective for sickle cell disease. It prevents these painful crises. In 2017, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration created an approval for a medical form of L-glutamine. It's the same as what you get in a health food store. It's made by Emmaus Life Sciences. And they also approved a price for it. Insurance companies will pay $1,400 per year for the dosage used by patients with sickle cell disease. This is marketed by Endari at $40,000 per year for this medicine, which is identical to the over-the-counter product. And according to the Townsend letter, an article by my good colleague, Dr. Alan Gaby, it turns out that the over-the-counter price is just 3.5% of the price for the medication. Many patients with sickle cell disease cannot afford to pay the copay out of pocket, so they end up not having access to this safe and effective treatment. And so an easy solution would be, you know, why grant patents and patent exclusivity to companies who charge massively inflated rates for products that would be better dispensed in a health food store. Gaby writes, therefore, the current policy of these companies is, as Spock would say, not logical and, you know, wasteful and unnecessary. Meanwhile, U.S. Emergency Department visits attributed to medication harms. Statistics came out just last month. This covers the period 2017 to 2019. And it turns out that a very large number of people went to the emergency room for medication side effects during that period in time. There were 6.1 visits for medication harms per 1,000 population annually. 38.6 resulted in hospitalizations. That translates to literally hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations. The proportions of emergency visits for medication harms were high for barbiturates, benzodiazepines, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, even antihistamines. There were also hospitalizations for anticoagulants, prescription drugs, and the results suggest that we've got a big problem when it comes. It's actually one of the leading causes of illness and death in the United States, not a disease, but the effects of medications that are dispensed over the counter as well as by prescription, an enormous toll of these diseases. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255 in the waning moments of the program, you probably won't get in, but you can record a question at 877-726-8255, and we'll take it up next week. All right. There is some question, according to studies, whether calcium and vitamin D alone are enough to stave off osteoporosis and fractures. But a new study suggests that dietary sources of vitamin D and calcium may make a significant difference, particularly when it comes to high-risk older care home residents. The study was done simultaneously in Australia, the Netherlands, and the U.S., and they looked at whether extra daily milk, yogurt, and cheese could lower the risk of fractures. And in the study, 72% of the participants were women. Their average age, quite old, 86. And they were replete in vitamin D, so what about vitamin D? But their daily calcium and protein intakes were below recommended levels. So they then fixed that by giving them additional milk, yogurt, and cheese servings, targeting about 1,100 milligrams of calcium per day, which also offered some additional protein. So protein may have been part of the equation. Amazing results. This led to a 33% lower risk of all fractures. And when it came to hip fractures in particular, 46% reduction in hip fractures. So especially for seniors at risk and those who don't consume enough protein and calcium, this totally makes sense. And for those who shun dairy because of allergies, okay, well, in some cases, it's merely lactose intolerance, and you can tolerate fermented dairy products like yogurt and or cheeses that are not rich in lactose, that are relatively lactose-free. All right, good news from our friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear is now back in stock, just in time for fall allergy season. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is a powerful all-natural allergy fighter, and it decreases allergic reactions, reduces sinus congestion, and supports strong blood vessels. It also contains NT Factor, which is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair the mitochondria and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. They're good studies. I've reviewed them. And it's available, the NT Factor, in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs, including Breathe Clear. I've personally been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can find Breathe Clear and the entire NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. And from now until November 15th, get 10% off Breathe Clear with NT Factor. Just use coupon code BREATHE. Yeah, there's an E on the end at checkout at ntfactor.com. Okay, disturbing story that suggests that autism prevalence in children is now as high as 10% in some New Jersey communities. Investigators in a recent survey found that up to 10% of children in some of the state's school districts have an autistic spectrum diagnosis. Now, the national average is just under 2%. That's 1 in 50. 1 in 10 children in New Jersey. So, you know, with a recent election in New Jersey, you know, clearly health is a priority, and we really need to undertake initiatives to discover what's going on. Is it a matter of industrial pollution, air pollution, groundwater pollution? Is it diet-related? I wish that Governor Murphy would launch a task force to address this troubling trend, because this study suggests that there is a epidemic of autism in the state, in the Garden State, which is very, very concerning. All right. When it comes to dealing with joint pain, a lot of people are turning to PRP, platelet-rich plasma. Platelet-rich plasma, it's an injection. You take your blood, you spin it, and then you inject it back into a painful joint. Recent trial on ankle osteoarthritis. So this doesn't apply to, you know, maybe shoulders or knees where, you know, sometimes they inject PRP, but didn't work. It did not work. There was not a big response. So they say that Dutch researchers throw cold water on this popular therapy, non-invasive therapy for ankle osteoarthritis. That's unfortunate because ankles are hard to fix and they can really be a problem. All right, file this under unintended consequences of good actions. Mediterranean diet warning, if you're not going organic, you may be doing your body more harm than good. Researchers say that pesticides and contaminants found on produce and whole grains can weaken your immune system. So by switching to a plant-based diet, a Mediterranean diet that includes a lot of fruits and vegetables and whole grains, you may be actually courting additional risk. Study participants ate ordinary British foods and then ate organic foods, and they found that when they consumed the ordinary British foods, their levels of pesticides were 10 times higher, suggesting that an important thing to do, if you're going to go Mediterranean, make sure you go organic. All those extra fruits and vegetables may be full of contaminants. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by visiting drhoffman.com, download our podcasts, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and have yourselves a great and healthy weekend. We'll be back again next week.